Hello, the Scribe and the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 95. And we go to our fundamental scripture. And by this time, if you're listening to me, then you love the scripture. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So this is God's word, the living word. The word is alive. The word is alive. It lives. It's alive. It's full of life. It can impart life to every man if you give it attention. And that is why I said in the previous episode that many of us are not giving attention to the word. And Timothy was blessed in the sense that even from his childhood, he gave attention to God's word and he knew the word. So that's what 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 says, that and that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. So as a child, you were able to know the holy scriptures. If you pay attention to the word, you'll be amazed what the word will do in you. And if you pay attention to the word and you give it to others, you'll be amazed what the word will do to you and through you. The word of God is like that. It is alive. And every day you must embrace this word and listen to it. Let the word work on you. It is so important. I cannot overemphasize that. And then it says the word of God is able to make one wise, which are able. The Holy Scriptures, the sacred writings, they are able to make thee wise. The word of God is able. It has that ability. The word of God has the ability to make you wise. 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 W-I-S-E. W-I-S-E. So is able to make you wise. Oh, I don't know whether you are a student and you're writing exams, or you're given an assignment and at the job and on the job, and you're supposed to go and look for this, do that, and the thing looks complicated, and everybody's saying that, how are you going to do it? Please just turn your attention to that which is able, has the ability to make you wise. If there is something that is able to make me wise, why will I not give attention to, why will I not pay attention to something that is able, has the ability to make me wise? Oh, I will turn my attention to it. I will turn my, and I'm sure you will also turn your attention to it. And that is why you keep listening to this 5 minutes with the prophetess and share it with others. Share it. So simple, no complicated thing. So simple, just in the 5 minutes, I have said what I have to say. It has affected you. You are going out today knowing that God has spoken to you. You heard it. It entered into your heart. Something, a deposit has been made into you. Wisdom has come into your heart. And that is why I say the word of God is able to make you wise. I like what Colossians chapter 2 verse 3 says that Jesus Christ is the treasure house for God's wisdom. So when Jesus is coming, it's not just Christ is coming, it's not just that. No, when you see him, what is coming? The bank of God's wisdom. Jesus is the bank, B-A-N-K, the bank of God's wisdom. Jesus is wisdom, and he, Jesus, is the word, because John 1:1 say, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And then 14, verse 14, the word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, referring to Jesus, the living word. He became flesh and dwelt amongst men. And
So when you open the Bible, you are meeting Jesus, you are meeting Christ, you are meeting the Word. He is alive in His Word. This Word is alive. And God says, this Word also has the ability to make you wise. It has the ability to impart wisdom to you. Wisdom. Wisdom. That's why I say, if you lack wisdom, ask the Lord who gives generously. And He has also given us wisdom in Christ. Christ is wisdom to us. Christ is redemption to us. He is sanctification to us. He is the wealth of God. He is the power of God. Christ is wisdom. So when you contact the Word of God, as you open it, you're reading it, listen, encourage your child who is a student to learn the Word, to read the Word, to study the Bible, open to it, open the Bible and read for himself, read for herself. Because when you do that, that person is dealing with God's bank of wisdom. Why won't he pass all his exams? You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.